views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another segment of
Angels and Answers
with
Artie and Sky. I filled out all the correct spaces.
He was like one of those tests.
You want to know something? It's funny. You know, I used to cheat a lot in school.
No, not you.
And so when the teacher would say to us, all right, you have to write a 100-word essay, I would do, he would be very, very, very late for his dinner. I would always try to repeat words to make up the 100 words. when it was a hundred thing, no, seriously, in school I used to do whatever I can, and I had, and my brother wrote a thesis, and you know, from years back, and I borrowed his thesis so I could just write it. And so then another time is that in my sociology class, my teacher absolutely adored and loved my friend Alvin. She had this thing for him. She did. And so she gave him an A on this paper. Now, mind you, I was out sick for a couple of days, and I asked Al if I could use his paper.
Is it on gorillas? Something with gorillas?
No.
What does it have to do with gorillas? I don't know.
And so any case – he let me use his paper. He says, Art, just don't copy it verbatim. You know, he says, try to change the words a little bit. I said, no problem. I'll definitely do that.
That's plagiarism.
So I wrote exactly what he wrote, you know, but I just changed the wording around. But yeah, it was, the whole premise was exactly his point of view, everything. Because I don't know, I was just behind the eight ball. I wasn't in a school mind. Yeah. Not that I ever am, but I wasn't. She gave me a C and him an A.
Serious?
And I couldn't complain to her because it's like, listen, you gave him an A and me a C. I couldn't complain. No, because we were in like different classes. Like we had the same class, but we at different time slots.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and you're reading for like, you know, you're looking at all these papers of like, what, 200 students or something?
Yeah.
You're not going to know everybody's whatever.
So what are you doing this weekend?
So
anything planned?
Do I have anything planned? Oh, let's see. Friday night, I have a party. Saturday, I have a window job out in Long Island.
Oh, my.
In Long Island. Oh, charity might help us out. We're deciding on that one.
The traffic is going to be brutal.
No, because I leave like 7 in the morning, 6:30, 7 in the morning. I won't go into Long Island during normal hours.
No.
I go before life starts. I'd rather sit at my destination for a half hour to an hour, getting there early,
absolutely,
having breakfast, whatever, and then going to my thing. First of all, I never go to Long Island. This is a fluke.
Really?
It's just that the job is big enough for me to take care of. Now, I did chandelier cleaning for her. She had one chandelier looks like it belongs in Atlantic City.
Wow.
And so Anthony, our little buddy Anthony, he was helping me, and it took us like 5 hours to clean her 3 chandeliers.
Oh, my goodness.
Trust me, it was worth the while. It was like 4 or 5 hours. And now this time she says, Artie, in her Long Island accent, she goes, Artie, she goes, you know, how much would you charge to clean our windows? I said, why don't you get somebody locally? I said, I'm going to have to charge you a lot more if you're really bad. She goes, just give me an estimate. So I walked around the house and I counted up the windows and I gave her an estimate of how much it was. And I said, before I even told her the price, I said, I just want you to know I feel bad for charging you this. I said, but I'm just letting you know you can get somebody much cheaper than me.
Yeah.
And she goes, Artie, what is it? And so I told her how much it was. It was like $490 or something like that. And so she goes, let me talk to my husband. And she comes back 2 minutes later. She goes, we want you to do it. I said, all right, good. I said, all right. Are you sure? She goes, yeah, don't worry about it. I mean, granted, they're both.
I'll tell you why. It's like me. I would rather have someone I could depend on and know that they take care of my stuff and they're going to do the best job ever.
And have a great sense of humor.
Exactly. And even maybe throw in a reading there.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but I would prefer to have somebody that I can trust.
Right.
Rather than have somebody cheaper who I can't trust and I don't know whether or not they're up on the level.
Right. Now, when you're doing a job, I've learned something about business going to management classes. And I'm not talking with school. I'm talking a seminar with T. Harv Eckert. And I highly recommend you check him out because he is a mastermind genius in the marketing world with marketing and business. He's just phenomenal. And he'll teach you more than any other college could teach you. And that's no exaggeration.
Does he teach just how to market yourself?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, you can give me any business in the world and I'll make it successful. He goes, I'm not in that business. He goes, I'm in the business of marketing. And in the world of marketing, you can make anything happen. He said, so it's all about knowing how to market yourself. He says, if you put 80% of your energy into doing your job, into doing whatever it is you're doing, and only 20% marketing, he says, you're not going to be that successful. The people who are ultra successful are the ones who put more than 50% of their energy into marketing themselves.
Wow.
And because you're generating all this business. But if you say, well, listen, I don't have money for advertising. I don't have money to do that.
I was going
to
say that.
Well, I got news for you. Then you're not going to be successful. You're going to stay stuck. So you have to somehow borrow money, find money, do whatever to get the money to be able to market yourself so the world can know about you. And you have to market yourself in style. And so what he said was, he said, wealthy people get paid for their value, not their time.
Oh, very clever.
And
so it depends on how you perceive your value in your marketing to actually be whatever you're worth.
Right. Right. You know, and there are people, you know, like we do, we charge by our time and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's also about the popularity and the demand of it all.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting.
It sounds interesting. God bless you. So let me ask you something.
What's that?
With this guy, with this marketing thing. Let's say you wanted to market a business. Let's say our business, for instance. How much would it charge? How much would you invest into advertising? God bless.
Thank you.
How much would you put aside to, let's say, marketing?
It's about being clever. It's about being clever on how to market your business. It's not necessarily. I'll give you a perfect example of what he did because people have hired him to market them, but he's Buku Bucks, but. He knows how to do the job.
Yeah.
And that was back then. I don't know if he still does that. He might just do seminars now. But anyway, so there was an ice cream store, an ice cream parlor that was drowning in business. And so they called him up to help them out. And he said, first of all, your store is behind a large building. Like there's a string of stores and he's like around the building. He says, number two, he says, you want to make sure you have enough parking space for your clients to come in. Because even though the rent might be really good, if you have no place, if it's hard for your clients or customers to come to see you,
right.
He said, how do you expect to have a booming business if your parking space isn't,
adequate,
to hold all these people. So what he suggested was, he goes, the biggest word in advertising is free. He says, for one full day, he says, I want you to give your ice cream away for free the entire day. He goes, I want you to advertise. He goes, this way, the entire neighbor says, you're investing all this money. But ice cream for them, it's really not a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's more or less your time or energy. So you're paying your helpers and it's for you. And people would come and get a dish for their dog or for whatever. But the bottom line is everybody knows where your ice cream store is.
That's clever.
He says, and after that, he never had a problem with a flow of people coming in because everybody knew where his store was.
Yeah.
And he gave away his ice cream the first day for free. So he says, so what you would pay thousands and thousands of dollars in paper advertising,
right.
He says, you advertise to the world one day that ice cream is totally for free. One free ice cream for everybody.
That's amazing.
He said the place, of course, was hopping busy that day because it's free. He says, but after that, he said he had a constant flow because everybody knew where he was.
Fabulous. And see, in our business, it's very hard to advertise because I feel as though people who advertise.
Our best form of advertisement is word of mouth.
Yeah.
Right. That's it.
Yeah. Because when you start advertising, then, you know, it looks as though you're like one of those. Not only that, it looks as though like you're one of those people with the hand in the window. You know what I'm saying?
The purple light. The
neon. Yes. And that's the last thing we want to come across as.
Right. If you ever see somebody offering special $5 readings, $10 readings, trust me, those are the people who will sell you a $3,000-$5,000 package to help you lift the curse that you never had to begin with that you think you have only because they enforce all your
fears.
Right.
Oh, I get that right away. And, you know, there's so many scam artists out there, guys. I knew of a poor older lady who thought she had a curse on her. And she literally wrote them on the will to take her house if she could get this curse off of her. And she left it that way. Never had, and her kids didn't know about it, nothing. And when she passed away, those people got her not only her money, but got her house too.
Wow.
Now, I want to tell you something. I have a very dear friend of mine who is just about our age, maybe more closer to your age. And she thinks for the life of her, and no matter what I've told her, Audie, no matter what I've said, she believes there's a curse placed on her family. There's no way. So I said to her, well, what if I took the curse off? Oh, it can't be taken off. First of all, you don't have a curse on you. It's not real. It's not, and she's devout.
It's a mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, you play yourself as a victim. Unfortunately, there are people out there who play themselves as a victim.
How do I get her to realize that she's not that she doesn't have a curse? I mean, she's crazy with this thing. And she believes it was not from her parents, but from her great-grandparents.
I say a blessing. I had a person. I'm going to explain this to you when we get back because we have to go to a commercial break.
Yeah, I'm very interested in this.
If anybody wants to call in for a free reading from Sky and I during this radio program, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's right, 800-930-2819. So get us while we're hot.
Yeah.
So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Ta-da!
That it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When we come from a place of need, we're really coming from fear that we won't have or get something dear to us. The irony is that we already are living without it. When we step into our authenticity, that's when we realize we don't have it anyway. So just the honesty of it is painful. But now, shift into the place where you know it's coming. Know it's there for you, and know it's part of your reality in the universe right now. Yes, there may be some tightness you feel in your field, but stay with it. That's just anxiety that it might not happen, and you're just getting your hopes up. Really? Whose voice is that? Learn more about how to be strong as you bravely step into your authentic living that is loaded with abundance. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and go to my website at LeslieFontaine.com.
Each Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit livemoreradio.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Pacman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Pacman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. When we choose to release the baggage that's in the way of manifesting our destiny, it doesn't mean that we have to abandon everyone. And if you think that, then you are being held by an energy that can feel extremely negative. If I ask you where you're feeling it, common places being the solar plexus or your heart space, you will notice that the joy is gone. You are withdrawing energetically, pulling back. When we came into this world, it wasn't to be miserable and to tolerate and to live according to the needs and desires of others. So choose now. What are you wanting in your life? Are you hiding behind others and their needs so you don't have to step onto your own life path? Guilt is learned. Let's undo it and get our joy back. Let's switch up the language. Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. Or visit LeslieFontaine.com.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky. And Sky, you wanted to,
I was talking about the secret and the law of the universe. And when you put words out there, and they could be just words like, oh, go drop dead or go to hell or something like that, that you don't even really think about or you don't even really mean. But when you put them out there, they're going to stay out there and they're going to come back to you. And that's why you have to be very careful of what you say to people. Because even though sometimes those kind of words fall out of people's mouths very easily, they're out there in the universe. And they're going to come back one day to bite you in the butt. So like Artie says, when you put these good affirmations out, that also comes back to you. So, you know, we could apply this every day of our life. Every morning when I wake up, I first thank the Holy Spirit for being alive. I thank him for having a wonderful day today. Even if I don't know what's coming, I still thank him for having a wonderful day. And I thank him for prosperity as if I've already gotten it. Instead of, oh, please, can I? Oh, would you please give me? No, I absolutely put out there the affirmation that I received it already. And that's very important too. Don't you agree?
Having a sense of humor also helps. Allowing yourself to have laughter.
Oh, yeah.
And being around comedy situations, going to comedy clubs, watching funny movies, funny TV shows. Keeping things light and playful also help manifest in your life. When you're playing music that you absolutely love to hear, that also helps create manifestation. It helps soothe your heart. It helps you feel better.
You know what music really gets to my soul? Enya. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she has a beautiful serenity about her voice. And her,
she's like
very graceful, very smooth and graceful.
It sounds like you're listening to an angel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it puts me right into meditation with nothing else. I go right into the state of meditation and I just feel like her words vibrate my body. Like I feel as though they're going so deeply into my body that it's almost touching my soul. And I get this vibration that comes out and I go right into meditation. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful meditation.
Everything, you know, everybody has their own thing of what makes them fully happy.
Yeah.
And it could be gardening. It could be music. It could be swimming. It could be exercise. It could be watching sports. It could be playing with your kids. It could just be people watching at the mall or at the park. It could be going to the zoo, being with animals. You know, it could be you singing. It could be just taking a nice warm bubble bath.
Right.
It could just be chilling out and relaxing in peace and quiet with candles being burnt within the room. Candles are extremely smoothing.
Yes.
Soothing. I said smoothing.
Smoothing.
Yeah.
Well, they
it'll smooth it. Yeah. It can.
And also aromatherapy.
Yes.
Aromas. Like today there was somebody who was
getting
very
massages.
Upright.
Yes. Also.
Today I ran into a young fellow who was
Did you apologize?
Yes, I ran him right over. He was a little slack when I spoke to him. But after I picked him up off the street and dusted him off,
we became best of friends, and I gave a reading to him.
Right, I actually did. I sprayed him with a little of my incense,
my angel aroma.
Aromas.
Yeah.
And I sprayed him with Raphael, and I hit him once with Ariel. So that All of a sudden, he says, what are you crazy? What are you doing that for? That's disgusting. Do you know, 3 minutes later, he looked at me and he said, you know something? I can breathe better and I feel so calm. And he says, thank you. What was that? Could you order me a bottle? I says, I will. Next time I order them, I'll make sure I get you a bottle.
Yeah, it was gin and tonic.
It was liquid heroin, I guess. If there's such
a thing. I'm seeing spirits. Yeah. Wow. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Wow, I love those psychedelic colors.
Oh, I love that. No, but he was, you know, that really soothed him, you know? And he didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't tell him I'm going to spray you with something. I just took it out of my pocket and spritzed him with it. Mm-hmm. He didn't know what the heck was going on. And I says, don't worry about it. Just breathe. And believe it, in less than 3 minutes, he was a completely calm and he was able to breathe better. Because I think he was able to breathe better because he was calmer.
A lot of people are neurotic because in their minds, it's a way for them to get a lot of attention to themselves.
That's fine.
So a lot of these phobias that people have and a lot of these obsessions that people have, they create this controlling environment where everything has to be just so or just perfect or just whatever.
Because they want attention.
Because they want attention, and it creates attention to them that they have this problem. So now it's like the energy goes, it's like the squeaky wheel gets the attention.
Yes, that's so true. I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Who cause turmoil
for other people. Right. For no reason whatsoever.
To get the attention.
Right. Yeah. And that's all it is. It's a certain way of an attention grabber.
Yeah. I believe that. I've run into that often.
Probably one of my biggest pet peeves is anyone feeling sorry for me. I don't mind compassion.
Yeah.
But I don't want anyone to ever feel sorry for me, because then that makes you feel vulnerable. It makes you feel like you're just crappy or soft. Like, I don't like, oh, poor baby. I hate that. I hate that. Poor baby. Oh, Artie, are you okay? Or, oh, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, I don't get into that at all.
I don't like it either.
You know, it's like, hey, Artie, I'm sorry that happened. Are you okay? But, you know, that's different. You know, right. It's like they're showing a little concern and stuff. But as far as overly blah, 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 too mushy, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Anything with self-pity and stuff.
I don't know how to respond to that, actually.
Yeah.
You know, you could say thank you once.
You go to somebody, you know, I'm petting you, Scott. You okay, baby? Get the hell off me!
Get off me!
Get off me!
Son of a gun. Leave me alone. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I'm all right. Leave me alone.
Go away. You know, it's true. Even when I get sick, I just want to be alone. I don't want anybody to fuss over me. I just want to be alone.
Right.
Or if I'm in a really bad attitude and I'm really, like, really pissed off, I just want to be alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because a lot of times, like, if I'm with Charity and we're out and about and out socially, people are always, like, especially if I'm in one of those rare form arty modes and laughing and everything's just going, and people know me as this uppity type person. And they go, oh, my God, what's it like being around Artie all the time? And like she rolls her eyes. She goes, if you only knew. And it's like, you know, it's like when I'm around people because I'm in the mood to be with people, which makes me very personable, which allows me, you know, to be funny or to have fun with people. I'm a people person.
Yeah.
So I like to engage people and I like to be optimistic and stuff, but I'm not always like that. And I do get ticked off and I do have my moods. Yeah. But when I'm in that mode, I'm not around other people. Maybe one or two people who really know me, and I could just curse and I could go nuts because I am a four-letter word person. I mean, I do, you know, I find that shocking.
You know, he's being facetious.
I find that very hard to to grasp.
Hello.
Yeah. So no, but I have to get it out of my system. But the moment it's out of my system, I'm back to being okay again.
Yeah.
I just have to get it out of my system.
You have to purge.
Yeah. It's really funny, and I think Charity said this to you. You know, Charity works for a group home.
Yeah.
And there are times where there's this one fella, Jeff, who he's a highly functional autistic person.
Yeah.
And you would think he's kind of normal, but he has his obsessions and stuff like that. So there are times where, and I said this to you, to your daughter, remember that, what I said to you? And when we were outside, And they said, all right, Jeff, come on. We're going to go to the store. He goes, no, I don't want to go. Come on, Jeff. We're going to go. He goes, I got two words for you. I'm not going.
That was cute. And so I do remember that. Yeah. You saw that to Mia.
Yeah, that was – yeah, and I said it to your daughter too.
That is so funny.
That is so funny. So two words. Like now it's a concert. I got two words for you. I'm not going. Now, mind you, he wasn't saying that to be funny. This is how he really was.
I know. I get that.
You know?
Yes.
That's hysterical.
That's so sweet, you know?
You know, some of the funniest things that happen are things that just happen spontaneously. It's like it's not planned.
Right.
It's not a joke.
Well, that's why it's so funny.
Yeah, when funny moments happen.
Yes.
So, Skye, if somebody wants a really good reading from you, whether it be over the phone or in person, or if they even want to have a party with you, what should they do?
Well, I have two numbers. One for a very good reading.
Right. One for, you know, we have different price ranges.
And one for not so good reading.
If you want my opinions or if you want a spiritual reading.
If you want a good reading, folks, and not just a half-booked one, my number is 908-500-1474.
And mine is 877-ANGEL-02. Also, check out my YouTube videos. I think you're going to be very impressed. Go to artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com.
All right. Now, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back after this commercial. So
you got it.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. What happens after we shift? An energetic shift can be disconcerting. When you shift from the known to the unknown, you literally are going into unknown territory without the former rules and constraints that held you in check. You feel happiness and joy, but you're nervous about not knowing what's next. Even happiness can be unfamiliar. You just don't have the guardrails. No one's telling you. It's dangerous. Stop. You'll get hurt. Plunge in. Leap. Taste it. Listen to your intuitive guidance. Let yourself step beyond the boundaries that you've known and challenge yourself to listen to your intuitive guidance, to your higher self, and learn what you were placed here to do. I'm Leslie Fontaine. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366. Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's my tip of the day. Let's talk about unlimited thinking. Let's talk about limitlessness. What would it look like and feel like? Is it only for special people? What if you aren't living a very abundant, powerful life right now? Is this opportunity closed off to you? Absolutely not.
This is your chance, without lifting a finger, even telling anyone around you, or leaving the house, you can begin to step into all that you are and all that you were meant to be. Pay attention to the arguments that arise as you articulate the limitlessness of your opportunities, your finances, and the loving and supportive friends and family members around you. Draw them in. Let's shift those agreements from the lower level energies to those that allow you to step into all that you are. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com and listen to Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When it comes to positive thinking and the law of attraction, many of us could say, been there, done that, read the book. So what happened if we didn't get there, didn't achieve the goal, didn't step into our abundance? Typically, there are some core wounds and core fears that keep us from stepping out. We also have energies in our ancestral lines, our cultural and family codes, and even agreements that keep us in check. So let me challenge you. When you had the desire that burned in your soul, what happened? How did discouragement set in? Why did you stop? What came up for you? Whose voices? Listen, there's hope, but it does not come from suppressing the energy that's within you. We all know it's going to spill out somewhere. So join me on Transformation Talk Radio and Sheer Alchemy, and we're going to find out how we can shift you into the intentions that can manifest for you.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
everybody, to another segment of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Before we start, I'd like to give the studio telephone number. So if you'd like to get a call in before we have to say goodbye, you can do so. And that's 800-930-2819. And if you'd like to get a great reading with me, I'm only going to give you my great reading number. The number is 908-500-1474. Now, if you'd like a fantastic reading also with Artie, and we can do this by phone or have parties together or each one of us, it doesn't matter. His number is 877-ANGEL-02. And we would be very happy to give you private readings at your request. Now, you know out there that I've been speaking a lot about my dogs. I usually refer to them as the boys. Well, this weekend we had a real big episode with one of the boys, the baby, the two-year-old. All of a sudden on Saturday morning, he collapsed and we didn't know what was wrong with him. And being as though he's so heavy, over 200 pounds, we couldn't budge him. We couldn't move him. Therefore, I was panicking. My husband, all the kids, everybody was in a tither. We didn't know how to get him up. We couldn't move him. So we called a doggy ambulance. And at the time, I mean, I didn't care how much money I had to spend to get him to a doctor. So, of course, I called a doggy ambulance. And these people show up with a regular ambulance, folks. I mean, it was a regular people ambulance, but it said pet ambulance on it. It was amazing, just amazing. So they put him onto a stretcher. Now you got to realize this guy is like an adult male. He's huge and an overweight adult male at that. So he gets on the stretcher and the girl says, you know what? I think, you know, he might want to jump off. And I says, listen, don't worry about it. He's very calm. He's not going to jump off. As they're carrying him through my house, he looks like the Pharaoh. As they're taking him on the stretcher through my home, he's just loving it up, and he looks like the Pharaoh. They finally get him to the animal clinic. They take an x-ray of every one of his bones, take blood tests, take everything, and the doctor comes to the conclusion that he must have sprained his paw and that he didn't want to walk on it, so he collapses. So, you know, I really was, and she tells me he's a wimp, besides. I wasn't exactly happy with that diagnosis, and she kind of knew it. And she said to me, let's see how he does with some pain medication for a few days. And if he seems to be getting better, then we know it was a sprained paw. Well, it was Monday, and he was still limping around. And he really wasn't the happy puppy who runs through the house and plays with his brother. So she called me up, the vet, and she's an amazing vet. She called me every day. And she said to me, how's he doing? I says, well, he's kind of the same, sleeping a little more because of the pain medication. She says, well, you know what? There's one other thing we can try before we have to take him to, are you ready for this, guys? A $3,000 MRI. So I'm saying, oh, please, angels, please make this work. But I can't afford $3,000 for an MRI. I have no insurance for him. I'm getting insurance. That's all I have to say. But anyway, she says, why don't you stop by the office? I'm going to put him on an antibiotic and we'll see how he responds. So yesterday, my husband goes to the office, picks up the antibiotic, and we gave him his first dosage. It couldn't have been, I would say, 5 or 6 hours after he took that first dosage that he picked himself up off the floor and he walked into my kitchen and started eating. Now, he wasn't eating well either because he actually didn't, I guess, feel like eating or couldn't lift himself up to eat. So that was really frightening too. So about 5 hours, 6 hours after he took this medication, he's up and he's going into the kitchen. About 8 hours after he had the medication in his system, I notice he's playing with his brother. Now, he hasn't done that in a while. You know, I've noticed for about a month, he's been very lethargic. He doesn't want to be bothered. He just wants to sit around the house, watch TV, doesn't want to play with anybody. So all of a sudden, I see this miracle before my eyes. And meanwhile, I'm praying to my angels, please, please, angels. He's so pathetic. You know, he's my baby. He's pathetic looking. He can't speak to me to tell me, you know, what's going on. I said, please cut us a break. Please let us find out what's wrong. And all of a sudden, he starts getting better. So I called the vet today. And I told her, I don't know what you gave him, the antibiotics. And I, you know what? I don't care. But he's almost back to his old self. Now, so far, I've given him 2 doses. And now tonight he'll get another dose. But I'm telling you, he's like a different dog. And I'm so happy. I'm thankful for whoever prayed for him, because there's been some other people that know that's been praying for him. And I'm so happy and grateful to my angels for answering my prayers so that he would get better. So I guess the point I'm trying to bring out is that, and I say this all the time, and I can't even say it enough, we're all born with a certain amount of angels around us. And we need to call them. We need to call them out to, in order for them to help us. So when you're in a pickle, or you're in a spot, or you're always, you know, you feel like you need help.
Pray to St. Francis.
Not only St. Francis, and we did that too,
well,
you
Francis,
and I.
Yeah,
yes, we prayed to St. Francis, already too. And also we called out our angels for him. And I told the audience that in a matter of his first dosage, he was like a new dog.
Wow.
I was so grateful. I love my angels so much, and I love St. Francis. He is the patron saint of animals. Now, for those of you who are not religious, but do believe that they are, that God put on this planet before us many people who had many gifts, and St. Francis is the one who carries the gifts of healing of animals, then you could find out at your local Catholic church once a year during the summertime, they have, you can bring your pets to the parking lot of your church, and the priest will come out and bless them in the name of St. Francis.
Wow.
Yes. So even if you're not Catholic, it doesn't matter, because I truly believe that God did put many amazing people on this earth with a lot of healing powers to help us along our journey. So, you know, you can find out from your local Catholic church when they are having the anointing of your pets. And it's not only dogs, you could bring cats, rabbits, birds, whatever you have. It doesn't matter. And you, and the priest will give you a blessing in the name of St. Francis.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, no, that's very nice.
Yeah, and thank God Weezer is doing well, and we're very happy.
That's good, and he's a happy camper,
isn't
a happy poochie.
Oh, my baby.
Oh, wait, so are you bringing them with you when you go camping?
No, they're going to stay at a hotel.
No, really.
I'm the one roughing it. No, no.
Yeah, Sky's roughing it. She's going out camping with her family.
Yes.
So. But right now we have to wrap up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's that time already.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to us for another week. And be safe this week. And may God bless all of you.
Yeah, have a wonderful and a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Do something for yourself. And also, you know, if you want to be really, really special and kind to somebody else, make somebody else's day. Give them a gift just because you were thinking about them.
Yep.
So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, happiness, health, and prosperity.
Amen.
And may the angels and the Holy Spirit, through your asking, through your prayers, bless you with everything that you ask for.
Yes.
Just don't be afraid to ask.
Don't ever be afraid to ask. And God bless all of you out there. We all love you and appreciate you.
Yes. Gesundheit, sei gesund.
Right.
Salut. All those God bless yous.
Yes.
And God bless yourself.
Right.
Take care,
God,
everybody.
God bless you too.
That's right. Till next week, everybody.
Have fun.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great 2-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed.
passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.